You look at the Yankees, they got a big win yesterday. Now, make no mistake, because I know many of you think I'm going to come on here and like gloat, and I'm not gloating. I don't know how any Yankee fan could. I don't think anyone's that hubris. This Yankee team is still struggling until they're not, and one win does not make it so, and one tight win that, man, they needed every bit of what they got from David Bednar at the end of that game, but at least there were some positive signs with this team. One, I thought they played a really good, clean, crisp game. Like, the only thing I guess is they've got the catcher's interference late in the game, which sucks. But outside of that, defensively, much better. They turned a bunch of double plays. I thought Anthony Volpe, let's be honest, we crush him when we can, and by no means am I saying he won't spike one tomorrow or throw a ball away or make a critical error tomorrow, because that's the season he's having. But really, over the last four or five games, Anthony Volpe has pretty much made every throw. Anthony Volpe's made almost every play. He turned a big double play the other night when it looked like Jazz wasn't at the bag and he had to do it himself. He's played much better. They turned a couple of really nice double plays between him and Jazz. McMahon turned a big double play. So defensively, they played well. They were pushing things on the base path. Dominguez steals third. Ball goes into the outfield. Steals a cheap run. Like, a lot what you were looking for was pretty good. Let's start with the starting pitcher, too, before we get to David Bednar in the big situation. Carlos Rodon in this game. Not great. Five innings, two runs, kept them in it. You know, I thought a ball dropped on him that should have never dropped. It was up in the air for far too long to land in no man's land for me. And Dominguez still struggles defensively. I don't think there's any two ways around it. He doesn't get great jumps on the ball. He's got speed to cover that up sometimes, but not enough. And especially line drives hit right at him or, you know, right over his head or in front of him. He's just not very good. And I thought that ball dropped when it shouldn't have. But still, Rodon a little wild, walked too many guys. He walks the leadoff man in the sixth. And Aaron Boone is very aggressive going to the bullpen in that spot and not allowing Rodon to go further into the game. But still, Rodon is, we're always looking for, you know, that kind of answer to can he pitch in a big game. This was a huge game for the New York Yankees, make no mistake. And while the Texas offense has been much better, overall not so good this year, has been much better since Brett Boone took over the hitting coaching department, and they've been good enough to beat the Yankees the first two games and come back and beat the bullpen on a nightly basis. So this was a huge game, and he pitched fairly well. Five innings, two runs, you'll take it. It's not a dominant performance. You'd still like better, but it wasn't the implosion that we fear from Carlos Rodon. So five innings, two runs from Carlos Rodon, good enough to give this team an opportunity to score some runs and win a baseball game. But I thought it was a good game for Boone. And I think that's kind of the feeling off of this game, is that it, at least for one day, because I talked about it yesterday, and while I didn't have the conviction, which is a word we've been throwing around with the Mets today, I didn't have the conviction to tell you I believe Aaron Boone should be fired, because I don't. Like, I don't want Aaron Boone fired. I'll be totally honest with you. You know me. No, I want nothing more than to have the Yankees win a championship, first and foremost. And second, I want nothing more to have it be with Aaron Boone as the manager, so I can tell all of you to stick it. But I have to be honest about my assessment with the team and what's going on, and I think over the last few weeks he's done a really poor job. And since that Friday night loss, it fell to the Marlins, where they blew that game that they were up 6-0 and 9-4, and every single member of the new trade deadline acquisitions blew the game for them. Like, I just felt like that moment and that game impacted the team in such a negative way, and he's been unable to help it in any manner. And so yesterday, I felt like if they would have lost this game and headed into the break, or the off day, should I say, heading home to take on the Astros, there would have been a chance that the Yankees would have fired him. Like, I think there would have been and it would have made sense, and it would have been hard to argue with. That's how bad this could have gotten if they lost that game. And I know you could say, if you're a Yankee fan, well, listen, man, it happens. If you're a Boone fan, his closer blew the game. Like, if Doval comes in, everybody would have loved to have seen Doval or Bednar, the way he's pitching now, come in and pitch the other night. But we saw them their first game as Yankees. They blew the game. Bednar gave up a home run and a base hit. Doval blew a two-run lead. Like, so you look at that game and you go, is it really on the manager? The guys were clamoring for to be closer now. He let them be closer then, and they blew the game. Then he goes to Devin Williams, who I was screaming for to pitch on that Friday night. He blows the game. I mean, how much is it on a manager when their closers and top relievers blow multiple run leads and give up home runs to Jacques Peterson, who might be the worst hitter in Major League Baseball this season? But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that. Obviously, all the sloppy play and just the feeling of the team and the interview he gave, and we talked about this all yesterday, and I think the feeling now is, coming off of that game, Aaron Boone had a good game. And it doesn't mean he's a great manager. It doesn't mean he's not a problem. It doesn't mean the screws might not get tightened up again if they get swept by the Astros. But coming off of that game where he was aggressive going to the bullpen to get Carlos Rodon out and went to Leiter, he was aggressive to go to Bednar and take out Tim Hill and get a five-out save from him. And then he went out there, which, again, against the books, against the grain, against the analytics, 14 pitches for a closer trying to get five outs after giving up a walk and a base hit. The move might have been able to, the move probably, if you're going by the idea he's nothing but a binder guy, the move is probably to take out Bednar there and go to Doval. Instead, he sticks with him. And we saw Bednar, this is the first real game we have seen him as a New York Yankee. That was just an absolute gutted out. He wasn't perfect. He wasn't perfect. He gives up a base runner in when he comes in the eighth and then pitches around it. And then in the ninth, I thought he had Seager struck out. It's called ball four. Then he gives up a base hit. And now you're back to pacing. You're holding your breath. You're thinking, oh, my God, if the Yankees blow this game, what a disaster it would be. And David Bednar came in and was a bull. Like, just a bull. And the energy and the excitement, like, he gave off a little bit of that closer aura, which we haven't seen since the end of the year last year with Weaver, because he gives it off too. But Bednar, he came in, he strikes guys out, he throws hard, he's got good stuff, he's got that good breaking ball, he's got the split finger, he gets swings and misses, he gets out lefties as good as he gets out righties. Like, he emerged yesterday as the man at the back end of this bullpen. I don't think there's any doubt. We could talk about bullpen by committee, we could talk about whatever you want. Bednar stood up yesterday in a game they desperately needed and got a five-out save and did it while throwing a ton of pitches and battling through and sending the manager, who came out and admitted, said he came out to take him out of the game, turned and looked at the manager and said, get back into the dugout. I mean, not in those exact terms, but you get what I'm saying. Nope, this is my game. That's what you're looking for. And I'm pleased with Aaron Boone in the idea that he allowed that to happen. Now, if Bednar gives up a three-run bomb there to Garcia, we're all thinking, oh, my God, what an idiot. How did you let yourself talk? How did you let Bednar talk him into staying into this game? That's the fine line. That is the great game of baseball. But the way it went down, that was a big-time gut-check moment for the New York Yankees. And that was a big-time gut-check moment from the manager. And that was a game that I don't think it's hyperbole. I don't think it's crazy to say save the manager's job. Now, I don't know for sure, but it felt like it was getting to that level pitch. It was getting to that, like, extreme. And we will see. If they get swept by the Astros, that gets right back there. There's no doubt. This isn't, they haven't turned the corner. They haven't done it. This is a tight, hard-fought game. Like, all three games were in the series, let's be honest. And that's the other thing that's frustrating about it. Same thing with the Mets, right? Same thing with the Mets. But with the Yankees right now, you look at this series and you look at that five-game losing streak, they have Miami beat in the first game of that series. Haven't beat. They're up six runs. They haven't beat. They get shut down offensively, but those are tight, well-pitched games the last two games. They have a lead on Sunday. Those are not games that they didn't give themselves a chance. Those aren't games where they were overmatched. And then in this Texas series specifically, they've got a one-run lead in the ninth, and the closer gives up a home run to the worst hitter in baseball, and then it's a tie game in the eighth inning on Saturday. They are right in these games. They are right there. The Texas Rangers didn't show that they are better than the Yankees in this series. They were shut down by Nathan Eovaldi, but their pitching did just the same. They won game three, and they absolutely should have won game one. And that's what's frustrating about this entire stretch, this entire season. They had games won. You could point to Devin Williams and literally say he's the reason they are 5 or 6 games worse than what they are. And I know you could have said that about Clay Holmes last year. It didn't feel the same. Clay Holmes didn't give up home runs that, you know, and blow 4-run leads on multiple occasions and 3-run leads. Like, he was just a disaster for them. And to have Bednar step up and not just step up and get it done, but do it in that manner, knowing that, you know, Weaver had pitched back-to-back days, so he wasn't going to pitch. You know that Doval had pitched back-to-back days, and Boone did say he had him as an emergency reliever, but probably trying to stay away from him. And Bednar stepped up and got a 5-out save, did it where I think he got squeezed against Seager, and he had to overcome it, and he turned the manager back and said, nope, this is my game. That was exactly what the New York Yankees needed. They needed that game in the worst way. And Goldschmidt with the pinch hit home run, that was another good move from Boone. He could have obviously pinch hit Stanton there looking for the home run. He goes with Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt has now, after having, I don't know, no home runs in the last 5 months, that's what it felt like. I couldn't even remember. He had one in the opening series against Milwaukee. I can't remember another home run the guy hit all year. He has 2 home runs in this series, including that game winner yesterday. Big moment for him. And I think the New York Yankees just bought themselves a little bit of relief. And hopefully, especially with the way Bednar ended it, hopefully it's the kind of game that can spark them a little bit and get them going. But by no means does this do anything other than just ease off the tension for a day. Have a flight back home from Texas to the Bronx feeling a little bit better about yourself. And they did play a good, clean, crisp baseball game. And they were good defensively, and they were good on the base paths, and they pushed the pressure, and they got a free run out of it, and then they answered some questions in the bullpen. You feel a hell of a lot better about the Yankees, but it lasts a day. Because if you look at the pitching matchup that they've got, they're seeing Brown and Valdez the first 2 games of this series. Like, they're throwing out Schlittler. I think it's Brown versus Schlittler and Valdez versus Luis Gil. I mean, those 2 pitching matchups are extremely favored in the direction of the Houston Astros. These next 2 games are going to be tough to win. Then you got Max Fried. I believe it's to be determined who Astros are going to throw in game 3, but you got Max Fried on the mound in that game. He's got to be much better. He's got to be much better. But those first 2 games, you got Brown, who's, you know, a Cy Young candidate, going up against Cam Schlittler. And then you've got Valdez, who's been, you know, one of the more consistent starting pitchers in the game the last handful of years, and lefty to boot. Now, I know the Yankees do have some new additions that they've added to the team that can handle left-handed pitching, but, you know, Valdez has been an excellent pitcher in this league against Luis Gil, making a 2nd start of the season after a not-so-great one to start. So, I mean, they are right back in the fire Friday night. But at least for one day, they calm themselves. They are now a game and a half up. And in the final wild card, they gained a game on Boston, who lost yesterday to Kansas City. Toronto was out there kicking ass in Colorado, scored 20 runs again. So the division stays 6.5, but they pick up a game on Boston. They pick up a game on Texas to stay in the postseason. The manager had a good night, an instinctual night, a night where he went by his gut instead of the book, and it served him well. And just for at least one day, the Yankees get to kind of cool it off a little bit. But it goes right back into it now, because there's been a lot of talk of the schedule. And the Yankee schedule does lighten up, but not just yet. Because the Houston Astros are coming to town throwing their 2 best pitchers at them. And we all know what happens when the Yankees play the Astros. This is a big series coming up. And you feel good, even though Max Fried hasn't been great, you feel good about the chances, at least, to win the game Sunday. So, to me, the goal going in right now is find a way to win Friday or Saturday. And then you feel at least you got a chance with your ace on the mound, who hasn't pitched like one for his last 4 or 5 starts, but at least you have Fried on the mound on Sunday. Figure out a way to get one of these 2. Friday night is a huge win. You get that Friday night win. You put two back-to-back wins together. You know, Schlittler throws the ball well. Maybe the offense explodes a little bit. And then you know at least you got Fried on the mound on Sunday, no matter what happens on Saturday. Friday is a big game. Friday's a big game. And then we'll get to Aaron Judge, and he was throwing the ball a little bit, and the idea that now Stanton, who is as hot as anyone on the team, hasn't played for the last 2 days. And what's going to happen Friday night? Is Judge not going to be in the lineup Friday night? Are they going to have a left-hander on against Valdez on Saturday and not have Giancarlo Stanton against a left-handed pitcher in the lineup? Judge has come back. He's played both games. Stanton hasn't. Now Stanton has an off day. That's 3 days in a row. I know Stanton got an at-bat on the other night, but that's going to be 3 days in a row without regular at-bats for Giancarlo Stanton. And if they bring in Judge to play on Friday night, you're talking about four straight games with a guy whose swing is as, you know, up and down as anyone in game. The guy could hit three home runs and that fourth at-bat would look like he's never played baseball before. That's who Giancarlo Stanton is. How many days in a row can you give Giancarlo Stanton no at-bats? Hopefully Judge is ready to go play in the outfield soon, because I don't know how they make it work. But at least for one day, we feel better about your New York Yankees.